increased soil quality and crop yield. Okay, so I am with some of my colleagues, the friends that I work with this in this session. Okay, so intensification of agriculture practices to increase crop yields can degrade soil and environmental quality by decreasing soil carbon sequestration and increasing the potential for nitrogen leaching and greenhouse gas emission. Net global warming potential and greenhouse gas intensity of greenhouse gases in agro-ecosystem involve accounting of all sources and sinks of CO2. And we do have very little information available about management practices effects that can simultaneously increase our soil carbon sequestration, can reduce nitrogen losses, mitigate greenhouse gas emission, and sustain crop yields and quality. So my objective is to looking for some kind of practices that can do all kinds of benefits. So my objectives of this experiment was to evaluate the effects of irrigation, tillage, crop rotation, and nitrogen fertilization on soil carbon and nitrogen levels, greenhouse, global warming potential, and crop yields and quality, and identify management practices that can simultaneously increase soil carbon and nitrogen sequestration, decrease nitrogen fertilization rate, reduce nitrogen losses through leaching, surface runoff, volatilization, denitrification, and greenhouse gas emission, reduce net global warming potential and greenhouse gas intensity, and sustain crop yields and quality. So there are a lot of benefits that I am looking at it and want to see if I can do everything at almost the same time. So the treatment involves two. Irrigation as my main plot, irrigated versus non-irrigated, and then the cropping system as a split plot treatment. In that cropping systems, we have got five different kinds of tillage, crop rotation, and the nitrogen fertilizer. So the number one is the conventional till mal barley with 67 to 134 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. The 67 kilogram nitrogen is for the dryland mal barley or the non-irrigated, and the 134 kilogram nitrogen is for the irrigated mal barley. The second one is the conventional till mal barley with no nitrogen. Then the no-till mal barley P with 67 to 134 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. No-till mal barley, continuous mal barley with 67 to 134, and then no-till mal barley with no nitrogen. Okay? So the study was conducted in Nation Valley, North Dakota. It's in western North Dakota with a site of 373 millimeter precipitation. Temperature ranges from minus 5 to 30, that this will be centigrade, minus 5 to 32 degrees centigrade in July and August. Soil is a lehem sandy loam, and the duration of the experiment was from 2006 to 2011. When you look at the carbon sequestration rate at 0 to 10 centimeter depth, this is from the 6 years, from 2005 or 7 years, 2005 to 2011, we see that the highest carbon sequestration rate is in NTBP, that's a no-till barley P, in both irrigated and non-irrigated systems. But when you do the conventional tillage, you see those carbon sequestration rate decreases, is negative, and this is on the surface 10 centimeter layer soil. This is the total amount of nitrogen, soil total nitrogen. There is a very little difference. There is some difference in this irrigating system, but in other treatments, there is not much difference among the treatments. The soil residual nitrogen, inorganic nitrogen, is the nitrogen at 0 to 85 centimeter depth. This is again a 6 year average, a 7 year average from 2005 to 2011. You can see this is ammonium plus nitrate nitrogen. That's what we are talking about, inorganic nitrogen. And it's higher in the fertilizer, conventional till and fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer plots. You see these are the no nitrogen fertilizer plots, but these are with nitrogen. This is conventional till, this is no-till barley P, and this is continuous barley. Now you can see, there is a, compared with the continuous barley, this barley P has a lower residual nitrogen. That's because we don't apply nitrogen to the P. So, and P also supply nitrogen to the following crops. So, that's why we see those residual nitrogen. The amount of nitrogen fertilizer applied, you can see again, only those treatments which apply the, have, which apply with the nitrogen, it has the highest amount of nitrogen, but you can see those, because of the P contributing nitrogen, the nitrogen rate for no-till barley is less than the continuous barley treatments. You see the nitrogen balance. This has been calculated as total grain nitrogen removed from 2006 to 2011. Surface residue nitrogen in 2011. That means that at the end of the experiment. Then soil total nitrogen at the end of the experiment in 2011. Soil total nitrogen at the beginning of the experiment as in 2006. And total nitrogen fertilizer applied from 2006 to 2011. So that means how much nitrogen we applied and how much is being removed. That would give me, and how much left over in the soil. That would give me this nitrogen balance. When you look at this, this all these irrigated plot treatments lost the nitrogen, except this no-till barley P. Okay, all this irrigation has a negative nitrogen balance, except the no-till barley P. In non-irrigated treatments, there is a gain in the nitrogen, but the no-till barley P has the lowest. So it is the other way around, irrigated versus non-irrigated treatments. Okay? If you look at the global warming potential for 4 years, average of the 4 years from 2008 to 2011, we calculated global warming as the source and sink of CO2. So the way we calculate, I calculated the CO2 equivalent from farm operation, nitrogen fertilization, N2O flux, and CH4 flux, minus CO2 equivalent or carbon sequestration rate. If you do the sources versus the sink, then you see this global warming potential. And you can see when you do, the, this is the global warming potential is highest in this conventional till with nitrogen in both irrigated and non-irrigated treatments. And lowest is lower in here, but in the lowest in non-irrigated no-till barley P. So the tillage would increase your global warming potential plus nitrogen. The greenhouse gas intensity is simply global warming potential by crop yield, grain yield. Okay, it's analyzed grain yield. Grain yield for barley and pea. You divide that grain yield by global warming potential, will give you the greenhouse gas intensity, and it's the lowest in no-till barley pea, in both irrigated and no irrigated treatment. They are higher in the with no nitrogen. You see that because there are, when you don't apply the nitrogen, then you increase your global warming potential, and there is no yield. The reduction in the yield will increase your greenhouse gas intensity in non-nitrogen treatment. When you look at the mean grain yield, 6 years average, you see those irrigated versus non-irrigated. Because the irrigated treatment requires a higher amount of nitrogen, it's also increased our yield. So the yields are higher with irrigated and non-irrigated treatment. But if you look at this treatment over here, you see this no-till barley P. No-till barley P there, the higher yield. See, both in irrigated. They are similar or higher compared to the other nitrogen treatments. See? So because of that nitrogen, additional nitrogen supply, this no-till barley P can yield also higher. When you look at the protein concentration of mal barley, the threshold limit for mal barley is of 130 gram per kilogram. Anything above this is not good for malting purpose. The nitrogen, the protein concentration should be less than 13.5%. So if you look at the threshold values for the quality of mal barley, you see So those with the in the irrigated system and non-irrigated system, those with no nitrogen rate have a high less protein, but the one with the barley pea is on the right threshold limit in the irrigated system, but in the non-irrigated system it is slightly higher. In terms of plump kernel, again we see a threshold value of 850 or 85%, and the higher the percentage of plump kernel, the better it is for malting purpose. When you look at it, again this no-till barley pea is right on the limit in the irrigated system, but it is lower in the non-irrigated system. You see, so there is a plus and minus benefit of the system. So when I compare my system, I look at this no-till barley pea with nitrogen as my improved system. And the traditional system is conventional till barley with nitrogen. When I compare this, we can see these benefits in terms of percentage in the irrigated and non-irrigated cropping system. I see that the carbon sequestration is increased from 164% in irrigated system and 126% in non-irrigated system compared to the traditional system. There is not much difference in the soil total nitrogen, -3, not significantly different, not much. But you can see the inorganic residual nitrogen, it is lower by 20 to 22%. This is good. If you have a higher residual nitrogen, you have a nitrogen leaching potential, and the potential for nitrogen leaching would be higher. So if it is low, then the potential will be lower. We can also reduce the nitrogen rate, nitrogen fertilization rate, by 16 to 31%. 16% in the irrigated and 31% in the non-irrigated, simply by using the legume and non-legume rotation. The legume supply nitrogen, you then apply nitrogen to pea, to the legume, and also because of that nitrogen supplying capacity, you can reduce your fertilization rate. And this is, and then in, for the nitrogen balance, we get a positive nitrogen balance in the 115% higher in the improved system, but it was not, it is 96% lower in the non-irrigated system. Global warming potential, you can reduce this from 35 to 65% in irrigated and non-irrigated. Greenhouse gas intensity, you can reduce from 36 to 56%. Malt barley grain yield increased by only 2% here, but it is increased by 49% in the non-irrigated system. Protein concentration, -1, but it is increased by 2% in here. And the plump kernel, so it is increased by 11% in the irrigated system, but it is decreased by 9% in the non-irrigated system. So there are plus and minus benefits. So, in conclusion, in the irrigated and non-irrigated system, I think we can use it. There are plus and minus, but if you use this no-till barley pea compared with the traditional system, conventional till barley nitrogen, no-till barley pea with adequate amount of nitrogen fertilization may be used as a superior management practices to improve soil quality, to reduce nitrogen rates, to reduce nitrogen losses, or the nitrogen balance, nitrogen losses through leaching, denitrification, and volatilization, to mitigate the greenhouse gas emissions, and also can sustain grain yield and quality. Okay? So, that's the end of my project, and I will be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Could you explain a little bit more about the difference between irrigated and non-irrigated system when you are focusing in dinitrification and leaching?
We did not measure the denitrification or leaching, something like that, but there, I think there is a higher. You see those nitrogen balance. The nitrogen balance is those the losses. Right? If you have negative, this means it is lost by different, all the denitrification, leaching, volatilization process. So, although we didn't measure it, but if you have a negative nitrogen balance, we assume that those nitrogen losses through those processes are higher. and we see a higher amount of those losses in the irrigated than in the non-irrigated system. Right? If you see this nitrogen balance up in here, is almost most of them are negative in the irrigated system. But it is positive in the non-irrigated system. So there are higher amount of nitrogen being lost through those processes, denitrification, volatilization, and the leaching. And this soil is also like a sandy loam soil. There are lots of leaching in there too. Yes. Okay? Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. So,